Well, we are back at Stream Song, and for us, after about 4 years of being here, and it's great to be back. And Scott, you know, Kemper Sports has been involved here at Stream Song since day one on the golf side, but now they're involved fully for the entire property. And tell us a little bit about what you think that might mean, and the other things that maybe they'll be able to do with the golf operation here as it moves forward.
Thanks, Rory. I tell you, it's been a great 8.5 years so far, and we just see no signs of stopping. And with Kemper here for the entire operation, it's going to be one Stream Song. And it's always been that way, but we are now able to make sure that the process for the guest is seamless from reservation all the way to the time they're driving away, leaving after a nice stay. So that's the main thing, is that we're all rowing in the same direction, and we are going to impress everyone that comes down here, and they are going to leave happier than when they arrived.
Tell us a little bit how the golf operation has grown. Obviously, you were here right from the start. You were here for those two golf courses, and then 4 years later or so, you got a third golf course. And now, since I've been here last time, you have more golf options for your guests. You have an incredible putting course, and you also have a short course that Gil Hanse created when he built the Black Course here a few years ago.
We sure do. And it's been fun because, you know, when we first started with the 36 holes, one of the first events, I think it was Tom Doak's Renaissance Cup, some of the guys went out and played their 18-hole match, and then they came back in and said, I want to play some more. So they went out and played a few holes on blue, and it was getting dark, and they said, what can we do now? And they said, we could either keep on going, and it's going to get away from the clubhouse, or we're going to come back to the clubhouse. And after six holes, they did the same thing the next night. And it was par 24 on each of the first six hole loops. And that was created right from the get-go, even though it wasn't on purpose. We kind of stumbled upon it. So we made scorecards for six-hole loop on red, six-hole loop on blue, and you could make it a 12-hole loop on the two combined. And then when black came on board, it was great because we've got the roundabout, the par three course. We've got seven holes, and you can play it as the map on the scorecard outlines, or you and I could have a match, and I win the hole, I pick the tee and the green for the next one, you win the hole, and you pick the next tee and green, so we just kind of go cross country. And then the gauntlet. I can't say enough about the gauntlet. It's so simple, yet it's, you know, 2 acres of sheer putting nightmares if you want to, or you could have a great time out there. And people are going out there, and we're thinking about getting a shoe cubby outside there so people can just flip off their shoes and go out and putt for 2-3 hours at a clip. And service will be brought out to you, you know, if you want a beer or a wine or something. And we've seen people out there, you know, 40, 50, 60 people at a time putting and just having a ball, because it's just so much fun and everyone can do it. You don't have to be a golfer. That has been a great addition. And then, you know, to complement those 2 6-hole loops or the 12-hole loop at red blue, over at black, we can go 11 holes and finish right next to the clubhouse. And if you don't want to go a full 18, you've got other options throughout the property. And 54-hole becomes more like 60 or 70 holes of golf that we have on property.
Scott, it seems to be one of the great debates about Stream Song is, which is your favorite course? And everybody's got a different one. Which one's the hardest? Which one's the most fun? Which one's this one has the best looks? Tell us a little bit about the differences between the three courses and why it just seems like there's no uniformed opinion on what's the best, what's the worst, what's the most fun, or anything like that.
Well, I'm glad you didn't ask the question the way I thought you were going to ask it, of what my favorite is, because, you know, Rusty.
Okay, what's your favorite?
Rusty, our superintendent, director of agronomy, Matt, Chad, and myself, and Kyle and Alex, all the people that started way back when. We always talk about this, and the thing that we come across is that we don't have a favorite, and it's not the political answer. It's the truth, because it depends on who you're playing with, what the conditions are. Is the wind coming from the north or the south? And we don't have that predominant wind that, you know, everyone else in the world, it seems like it's west to east. But, you know, it is one of those things where we love hearing the debates, where people come in after their rounds, and there'll be 16 people all sitting down for a drink. And now the discussion begins and the debates begin. And it just goes back and forth. But, you know, to me, we have three distinct golf courses and all three being ranked as high as they are in the state, two, three, and four. I tell you, you can't go wrong with any one of them. And I would think that most people, if after they play all 54 holes, there's a third, a third, a third, as far as the judgment of what their favorite is or what the most fun is, because you can have fun on every golf hole out here and sometimes more fun than others. But, you know, it's just one of those things that I just love coming out here. Every day I drive in and I look at the place and I just think, wow, this is, we've been here for 8.5 years and this is still a special drive in when you get on that property and you're snaking your way around past the lodge and over in towards red, blue or black to the left. And you just see these dunes and you see the golf course kind of lay out before you once you get to black. There's nothing like it. It's really unique.
Well, one of the things that I got to experience for three straight days was a good amount of wind. And as your caddies reminded me, they said, well, we kind of sell links style golf here. And, you know, anybody that's been over to Scotland and Ireland has probably played in some sort of elements, whether it's rain, whether it's windy days, whatever it is. And they said, you'll get all of that here when you come to Streamsong.
Yeah, you won't get the four seasons, but you'll definitely get the wind, sometimes rain, sometimes sun, sometimes just beautiful, calm days, but we get it all. And this time of year, a little bit more wind. And, you know, 3 days ago, it was quiet as could be. So it's just a matter of when you hit it. And we do want that Scottish or Irish or English off the sea type of feel, because it feels like you're going to walk in over the dune here and all of a sudden you're going to see ocean. And millions of years ago when the ocean was here and this was the ocean floor, you know, that's why we have sand and that's why we have golf here.
The biggest question always at properties like this, because it took a few years and you finally added that third course. And then a little while later, you got your short course. And I'm sure people are wondering, when is the next course coming to Streamsong? And I'm sure if you had something on the drawing board, COVID and the pandemic may have put that on hold a little bit. But what can you tell us about the potential of another 18-hole golf course here at some point in the future?
I'm sure there's enough land out there to do it.
Yeah, I was going to say there's enough land to do it, but you got to make sure there's enough sandy soil, good land for a fourth course. And right at this moment, we don't have anything on the plans. And I know that ownership, the Mosaic Company, if they ever decide to do something, they will do it and they will do it very well. But at this moment, we're happy with 54 holes. Like I said, it really isn't 54 holes. It's more like 60 or 70 holes because we have those other options in the late afternoons and the putting and the roundabout. So we're really happy with where we're at. And then the other thing is that we have all the other amenities. We have the sporting clays, we have the spa, we have the archery, the bass fishing, you know, so we're definitely not, we're more worried about daylight than we are about more golf.
Well, you do have a fantastic, beautiful lodge building, you know, with the rooms styled kind of futuristic and fantastic for people to go relax in after a day on the golf course. And I would have to think that if you ever did another golf course here, you might reach a point where you'd have to put an extension on that lodge or maybe create some golf villas like we've seen at some of the destination properties that are built in the Streamsong look, so to speak.
That would be terrific if that was the issue we had. But right now, like I said, we're doing well and we're trying to make sure that everyone stays safe and that we have all of our guests that are coming in, that they have a great time and get around the golf courses in the wind, as you said, and keep their scores down.
Is there any potential for tournaments here? Not necessarily a regular tour stop, but, you know, something that could come here for a year, be it a USGA championship or something like that? Or are you hosting some qualifiers or different things on the tournament side?
Well, I'm looking in my office here with Rory and seeing that we have the winners of the 2016 Women's Four-Ball Championship match. And that it was a fantastic tournament a few years back on the blue. And we'd love to have something, but we do have to make sure that we're cognizant of the amount of spectators and the size of the field. So USGA events end up, you know, being somewhere between May and September, October. And that is our warmer season and possibly thunderstorms, that kind of thing. But we did this one in 2016 of May, and it worked out well. No evacuations that we had to do or anything like that. But we'd have to have a smaller field or maybe a match play, an NC2A championship. Something like that would be fantastic. Way we wouldn't have the crowds that overwhelm like a PGA Tour event that is, you know, once we get out of all this COVID.
People are just starting to find a little nerve to travel again, as hopefully we're on the back end of COVID, as Dr. Fauci suggested the other day. But I'm sure you still have some safety precautions in place around the golf operation, just in case. You know, there's still some people out there haven't got their shot yet, but still are reaching a point, especially if they're up north with the kind of bad winter we've had. Just say, you know, I'm ready to go somewhere and play some golf and get outside and get some sun. And I'm sure you're still doing things here in a safe manner until we've got a majority of the population with their COVID shot.
Yeah, I think you're spot on there. I think the majority of our play right now is drive-in business, whether the folks live here in Florida or have a second home in Florida that just never left during the pandemic. We are starting to see a little bit more fly-in traffic and a few more coming through ShipStix, a few more golf bags coming through ShipStix. So that's a sign that we're saying that they're traveling somewhat, but it also could be that they're just driving a couple hours and they just didn't want to have the space in the car. So we look forward to having all the folks back. Really do. We miss everyone from up north, and hopefully everyone can get out of the snow and the cold before spring hits to come on down. But you know, everyone stay safe, and we're doing our precautions. We're making sure that everyone's safe here on property.
Best way to get lined up for a room at the lodge or at least some tee times out here on your three to four beautiful golf courses?
Well, I suggest that everyone go visit our website with streamsongresort.com, and all the telephone numbers and every access point is available through that. But you can see all the different courses. We've got the scorecards, we've got the yardage books, we've got plenty of great photos showing off all our dunes and all the sandy soil. It's just been an amazing eight and a half years, I'd say. We hope to see you soon.